When I say I am nobody, I mean it literally. It was as though I was completely invisible. People run into me or just don't acknowledge my presence. Or if they do, they just look down at me. It's pretty basic. I'm quiet. I do my work and try to stay out of trouble. But that doesn't mean that trouble doesn't find me. I saw it flying toward me at high speed, but it was too fast for my mind to gather what was happening. It soared towards me, connecting with my head. I went flying backwards and landed on my butt painfully. I lay sprawled on the hard gym floor, completely winded. Laughter erupted around me, causing my cheeks to flood with heat. I just wanted to die from embarrassment. Finally, I think someone realized I was practically dead on the floor and came over. I heard the ascending footsteps come to a halt beside my head. Rotating my head around, I stared up at them, trying to not look as shocked as I felt. "You all right, Emma?" the teacher asked while chewing gum loudly. I was afraid it was going to drop and land on my face. "I'll live," I replied, smiling weakly. I slowly scrambled to my feet. Black dots danced across my vision and my head was pounding painfully. Tears pricked my eyes, but I refused to let any shed. I plastered a false smile and continued to just stand there, avoiding everyone and the flying balls. My goal: stay out of the way and pretend I don't exist. One of those girls, yeah, you know the type, the ones who think they know everything and that they're better than you in every way, snickered at my humiliation. She turned and began babbling to her group of followers, not being subtle at all that the topic of conversation revolved around me. They all glanced my way, laughing. "Could you be any less obvious?" I snapped. The realization that I'd spoken like that to the it girls dawned on me, and I shut my mouth pretty quickly. I scuttled away into the change rooms, murmuring something about a drink, which was an excuse to save myself from getting another ball to the head. I sank down onto the bench in misery, burying my head into my hands. What a glorious life I had! I was positioned at the back of the class in the right-hand corner, half sunken into my chair. That meant I didn't turn my back on anyone in class, preventing anything being thrown at me, or anything forcefully shoved into my ears or down the back of my clothes. Yes, I speak from experience. Normally, I knew the answers the teachers wanted to know, but I rarely offered my hand. That's just raising awareness of my existence. I was in the smart class, though, so that was a plus. Most of the girls weren't capable of being in there, so I could breathe freely for a few hours. Most of the teachers knew the girls who bullied and harassed people, but since their daddies helped fund the school, they couldn't really do much about it. It was pretty sick when you think about it. I walked out of class quickly with my head down and making no eye contact. I shoveled my stuff in my bag and hitched it over my shoulder. I quickly walked to the canteen, trying to get there before all the pizza singles were taken.
"Why the rush?"
I heard a voice joke. I kept going, automatically assuming that they weren't speaking to me. I only have one true friend, and she didn't attend this school, so I was used to people not talking to me.
"Wow, can't even stop and chat,"
he continued, the humor evident in his voice. I immediately recognized who he was. He was Jason, from my year. He was one of the most amazing human beings I ever rested my eyes on. What made him even more irresistibly amazing was that he actually seemed like a genuine person, seeing as he was in the popular group and all. His friends seemed to act a particular way to maintain a reputation. They were successful.
"Emma?"
he asked. I froze. He was addressing me. He knew my name. Slowly pivoting, I turned to face him. I was unsure of whether to look him in the eye, so I glanced up at him before dropping my gaze. "Oh, are you talking to me?"
"Yes,"
he laughed, as if this was no big deal.